The gingerbread man. The gingerbread man. Once upon a time, a little old man and a little old woman lived in a neat little house in a wood.
One is a little old man and one is a little old woman, but they don't have any children.
Every day, the little old woman baked wonderful biscuits, cakes and pies for the little old man. One day, she decided to bake something special for him. So she made a beautiful gingerbread man. He had raisins for eyes, a currant for his nose, and a pink sugar candy waistcoat. I say, he must have looked quite smart. And look there, look at the little cat.
Look at the little cat, they're watching.
He's got his paws on the table there, hasn't he, in
yes.
That picture? And he's begging in this one.
Yes, he's begging in that one, isn't he?
Yes, he looks as though he wants to eat the gingerbread man himself before he's even baked.
Yes, but you mustn't eat gingerbread men before they are baked.
No, he's a greedy pussy. Turn the page. She popped him into the oven to bake. When he was done, the little old woman took him out of the oven, laid him on the table to cool, and went out in the yard to water the flowers.
The little, look at the cat there.
He's licking his lips, look.
And look at the gingerbread man running away.
Yes, as soon as she was out of sight, the gingerbread man sat up on the table. Seeing that no one was around, he climbed down and ran out of the door and away down the path.
So how did she notice him?
She was watering the flowers. Look, she's dropping the can in surprise.
So why did she see him?
Of course, he's running away.
So how could she see him if she was looking that way instead of that?
Well, she must have heard his little feet. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat. Gingerbread feet. What?
The gingerbread man mustn't run away if someone's going to eat him.
He does look mischievous, doesn't he?
Yes.
His face, look at it, full of mischief. I would say he's quite a novice myself. Oh, yes.
But I'm not, am I?
Oh, I don't, wouldn't like to say that.
Well, sometimes I am, really.
Yeah, yeah. The little old woman and the little old man saw him. Stop, stop, they cried. But the gingerbread man only laughed and called over his shoulder. Run!
Run, run, fast you can! Cook gets me on, gingerbread man.
Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. And he ran even faster, with a little old woman and a little old man running behind him. When a gentle brown cow saw the gingerbread man running down the road, she thought how good he would taste. So she cried, stop, stop. But the gingerbread man only laughed.
Run, run as fast as you can. Gingerbread man. I got away from the little old woman and the little old man, and I can get away from you, I can.
Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man.
And you're knocking my voice off.
No, I'm not. I got away from the little old woman and the little old man, and I can get away from you. I can.
You're knocking my voice off,
Daddy. No, I'm just doing it to show you. You should put more expression into it, that's all. That's all right.
But Daddy, it means you are rubbing my voice.
No, your voice is on just the same.
And you mean your voice is on just after my voice?
That's right. This is a continuous recording. Certainly.
It doesn't count for my voice.
No. I'm not going back. No.
No.
And he ran even faster than ever with a little old woman and a little
old
man.
If you want to count for it, you just have to put the stop button.
That's right.
And then you share it with the stop button,
Dad. Yes. Then do all sorts of things then. Yes. And the gentle brown cow after him. Then he saw a big brown bear eating honey from a tree, and he knew that he would have to run even faster. When the bear smelled the wonderful gingery smell, he thought how good the gingerbread man would taste with his honey. So the bear cried, stop, stop. But the gingerbread man drew a deep breath and laughed and cried out,
run, run, as far as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I got away from the little old woman and the little old man and the gentle brown cow. And I can get away from you. I can.
Yes, that's very good.
Ring the bell.
That's very good. No, I'll read the poem too. just to see how it's done, shall we? Because remember, the gingerbread man's run quite a little way now. So, and although he turns round and he laughs as he cries out, so you've got to start doing it in a laughing voice, but also he would be panting a little by now. So this is how I think the gingerbread man would call out right now. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I got away from the little old woman and the little old man and the gingerbread cow. And I can get away from you. I can.
And a sort of laughing voice.
That's right. And when he finishes, I can. Very loppersy sort of voice too. Very mischievous, you see.
I see.
Because he is a very mischievous sort of fellow, isn't he?
No.
He must be panting a bit now. Yes?
Yes.
And on he ran with the little old woman, the little old man, the gentle brown cow and the big brown bear all running after him. Look at the rabbit by the tree trunk. They are eating a carrot and the grasshopper. Nice, isn't it? Look, there's a woodpecker pecking a hole in the tree, I bet. Well, there's lots of detail in the picture, you know, if you only look. Isn't there?
And this little brown cow?
Yes.
Ooh,
she's long.
You didn't read that bit.
I did.
When?
What? When?
Read it.
Brown bear running after him. That's all right. I read it. I know what I'm doing. At last, the gingerbread man saw a river before him, and he did not know how he could cross it. But a wily red fox was sitting near the river, and when he saw the gingerbread man, he decided that he would eat him. Gosh, he does look a wily red fox, doesn't he? And here in the picture we see there's a wily red fox behind a bush. Here comes a gingerbread man, and look, in the grass is a baby pheasant, I fancy. There's some toadstools, you see, and some ants. There's a bear coming. There's a dragonfly up there. There's a toad in a river, smoking a pipe. Well. So, the gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's tail, and the fox...
No, you didn't say, I'm going to jump on.
Well, it's not here, lad.
Look on that page.
Oh, I see. I turned two pages, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I start all over again.
Page.
Oh, gosh. That was a bit silly, wasn't it? Right. Thank you for pointing it out, lad. Here we go. Ring the bell again. As the gingerbread man ran up to the river's edge, the wily red fox came out to meet him. Jump on my tail, and I will carry you across the river, he called to the gingerbread man. If I do, you will eat me, said the gingerbread man.
Yes.
Bit panty because he's been running, you see?
Yes.
If I do, you will eat me, said Ginger. Would you like to say that?
Yes.
You be the gingerbread man. Come on then.
If I do, you will eat me.
Oh no.
We have to say it in a sort of cry voice as well. Moldy voice.
Because he's a bit afraid, you see?
Yes, but he's a bit afraid.
He's a bit afraid, yes. Oh no, declared the fox. I don't like gingerbread. Now we know he's telling a lie, don't we?
Yes,
he's a naughty fox because before, in the last picture, he said he's going to eat him, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, now the poor old gingerbread man swallowed a lie there. Well, we'll see what happens. Look at the toad in the river smoking his pipe. He's laughing, isn't he?
Yes.
Of course, he knows that the fox is going to eat him. He knows the fox is lying. Everyone knows the fox loves gingerbread. Except one person, it would appear. The gingerbread man doesn't know. Oh dear, if only he knew. So, when the gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's tail, the fox waded into the river. But soon the water grew so deep that it lapped about the toes of the little gingerbread man.
Fox, he said, I'm getting wet.
Jump on my back, cried the wily red fox. The gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's back, but again, the water started to lap about the gingerbread man's feet.
Fox, he said again, I'm getting wet. He has to say it in a sort of crawly voice, doesn't he?
Yes, he's trying to attract his attention. He's a bit afraid now. He's a bit afraid. He doesn't know what the fox is going to do, and he can't go back because they're all waiting for him on the bank, aren't they? The little old man, the little old man, the little old woman, the gentle brown cow, and the bear are waiting for him on the bank of the river. That's why he can't go back. And he's standing on the fox's back, and right now he's getting his feet wet, and he doesn't really trust the fox, and he's beginning to get a bit frightened now.
Yes, he is. So now we do have to say a bit of a moaning voice, don't we?
Well, next time he speaks, but he's not going to speak again, I see.
Why?
Well, he hasn't got his part is finished now, except for being gobbled up. You see?
What do you mean his part is finished?
Well, you see. Jump on my head, cried the fox. The gingerbread man jumped to the fox's head, but the water was soon creeping up. Jump on my nose, said the wily red fox. The gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's nose and snip, snip, the fox gobbled him up. Look at him going down. He realizes now what a terrible mistake he made, doesn't he?
Terrible mistake? What do you mean, terrible?
He made a terrible mistake to trust the fox. He should never have trusted that fox, should he? And that is just what should happen to all gingerbread men. Delicious.
What is that big lump?
That's not a big lump. That's the fox's big tummy after he's eaten the gingerbread man.